By now, we've all heard about contact tracing, tracking the movements of people with COVID-19 to see whom they came in contact with and may be infected. Many countries are using digital tools to do this. Israel has been tapping into huge batches of cell phone location data. Some say it's smart public health. Others say the Israeli government is crossing a line. Here's the world's Lydia Emanuelidou.
Last month, in mid-March, the Israeli government did something really controversial. So controversial that people responded by taking to the streets during a pandemic. Here's what happened. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet passed an emergency measure that gave the Shabak, that's the country's internal security agency, a new power to use advanced cyber tracking tools to stop coronavirus from spreading. Karen Elazari is with the Cyber Research Center at Tel Aviv University.
The idea was to use cellular location data to track the movements of confirmed coronavirus carriers so that they are able to hopefully minimize their exposure and identify any exposure they might have with additional people.
This kind of cell phone location data is typically used for anti-terrorism work in Israel. Tapping into it for civilian surveillance is unprecedented, and it's made a lot of people nervous for a couple reasons. For one, it wasn't clear exactly what information the Shabak authorities had access to, how they'd use it, and how long they'd hold on to it. And second, Israel's parliament, the Knesset, had no say in the creation of the tracking program. It was passed as an emergency measure. In fact, at the time, there was no sworn-in government, only an interim one. Israel's had several inconclusive elections this past year.
So that kind of created an atmosphere where there was this feeling where we don't have a fully elected sworn-in government, and we do have these new emergency regulations that are giving more and more power to use technology tools for tracking of civilians.
One of the people this concerns is Sharon Abraham Weiss. She's with the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, a human rights organization. She says Israel is the only democracy in the world relying on its security agency to track the spread of COVID-19. But in a democracy, she says, privacy is a basic human right.
The moment a security agency is authorized to collect data on civilians to deal with non-security issues, such as the COVID-19, we cross a red line.
This is why her group, along with several other organizations, filed petitions to Israel's Supreme Court. In response, the court ruled that a parliamentary committee had to oversee the tracking program. That was last month. And just a few days ago, on Sunday, there was another ruling that activists consider a victory. It said that for the tracking program to continue, it has to be authorized through a legislative process, and that journalists have to get special exemptions from tracking to protect them and their sources.
I think the Supreme Court here came with a very balanced decision.
Nimrod Kozlovsky is a technology lawyer in Tel Aviv.
On the one hand, the Supreme Court acknowledged that while there was an urgency when they started using the tracking technology a few weeks back when the coronavirus erupted, now the court believes that there is not the same sense of urgency, that now we have the time to enact a law.
A law that he hopes addresses some of the big questions left unanswered by the emergency regulation, like how the data will be collected, stored, and processed. Karine Nahon agrees. She's the president of the Israel Internet Association, among many other things. She's a big deal in Israel's tech scene. She actually advised the parliamentary panel that was tasked with overseeing the Shabak's coronavirus tracking program. And she expects she'll be called on to advise the Israeli parliament when they start drafting up a law.
I would like to find a solution that is proportional, that allows the people more privacy. Right now, the technological measurements of the Shabak is, we don't know how it works. It's a surveillance program, and it's without consent. So in a way, it's very, very harsh, and it violates basically privacy.
Nahon says ideally the tracking program would be voluntary. People would opt in. But she's adamant that Israel's internal security agency should stay out of it.
You don't want to create measurements that later you'll be sorry for implementing them.
Today, she says it's the coronavirus.
Tomorrow, somebody else is going to ask for using the Israeli security agency to basically solve civilian problems.
It's a steep, slippery slope, she says, one that could quickly and dramatically impact government surveillance in her country, for now and for generations to come. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.